From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 18-year-old James Wade of Artesia has been arrested and charged for the fatal shooting of 28-year-old Alonzo Valdez of Artesia on June the 2nd. According to the Eddy County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to the Artesia General Hospital regarding a male that had been shot. During an investigation, authorities determined the shooting occurred at 14 Crystal Drive in Artesia. From the Artesia General Hospital, Valdez was then transported to an out-of-state hospital for treatment. As for Wade, he is currently being held at the Eddy County Detention Center. 46-year-old Stephen Padilla of Roswell surrendered to police late Monday night after a 7.5-hour standoff with police in the 1500 block of South Kansas. According to police reports, Padilla fired off about 20 rounds inside that residence. No one was hurt during the standoff. Former U.S. Congressional 2 candidate Claire Chase, who was defeated in the Republican primary for that seat on Tuesday by Yvette Harrell, declared that she will support Harrell to help defeat incumbent and Democrat Social Torres Small.
It was a tough race, hard fought, but Yvette won. We wanted to make sure that we committed to our word and came together to support the nominee in the end. So we sent an email and posted on social media to our supporters, just talking about why we got in the race, why we wanted to make New Mexico better, and to congratulate Yvette, encourage our supporters to get behind her, and we made a donation to her campaign.
So, Claire, as you move forward, what's up next for you?
I think this is just the end of a chapter, but the beginning of something else, and I certainly have a lot of faith in God and whatever his plans are for me.
Four Lovington High School graduates of the class of 2020 conducted a peaceful rally in support of the Black Lives Matter movement on Wednesday in front of the Lee County Courthouse in Lovington. Angela Gonzalez says she rallied for the movement because
a young generation who's going to grow up in a world, we should like make a stance to change something and make it better.
But how about the violence that these supporters have committed? Gonzalez also claims that police have been brutal by shooting rubber bullets into the crowd.
The way that the police have been using them during these protests is that they shoot it directly at the person's face.
But if you ain't getting violent, you ain't getting shot by them rubber bullets, right?
I'm not sure about that.
The rally lasted about an hour. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.